A place among God's servants.
站立在神的仆人中.
Now I shall invite Pastor to give us God's word this morning.
这是我们请牧师为我们证道.
Every Christian is the light and salt of the world.
每个基督徒都是这个世界的盐还有光.
In other words, your life must be a blessing to people around you.
换句话说，你的生命需要成为你周围的人的一个祝福.
If your life cannot be, but what is blessing?
但是这个祝福又是怎样的事呢?
I'm not talking about leaving money or leaving material possessions for your descendants.
我谈的并不是为了你的后代留下财产金钱.
They are important.
这些很重要.
But they have very little value.
但是他们的价值其实很小.
Because in a twinkling of the eye,
因为在眨眼之间,
before you know it,
在你发现以前,
these material possessions will pass away.
这些物质的遗产呢, 都要成为过去,
because at death, everything comes to nothing.
因为在死亡的时候, 一切都归零,
important,
重要,
but not the real blessing.
但是并不是真正的福气.
Every Christian must be a blessing to people around you.
每个基督徒都要成为你周围的人的一个祝福.
If not, your life would be a life that is wasted.
否则你的一生将是成为浪费的一生.
I had itchy fingers and I touched it. Thank God. Okay. Some things in life we must treat with a lot of gentleness.
人生里面有一些东西呢，你就要温柔的来处理.
You go hard at him, you will fire back.
你硬硬的来，他会硬硬的反抗.
And this is one of them.
这是其中之一.
Our life must bring eternal blessing to people.
我们的生命必须给周围的人带来永恒的祝福.
Before I move on, let me ask you a question.
在我谈下去之前, 让我问你一个问题.
If you were to pass away today,
今天如果你离开这个世界,
if you were to die today,
今天如果你要死了,
what do you leave behind?
你留下的是什么呢?
Money?
金钱?
Important.
重要.
But they are not the real blessings.
但是他们并不是真正的福气.
You must ask the question, what will you leave behind today?
你必须问自己, 今天你能够留下什么?
What will the children remember about you?
你的孩子会纪念你的哪一些方面?
My dad is a joker.
哇, 我的爸爸是一个讲笑话的人。
Brings a lot of humor to our family.
给家庭带来许多的幽默。
Yes, it adds some joy to life.
是的, 他给我们人生一些喜乐。
But if at deathbed, this is what your children say of you.
但是如果在死亡的时候, 你的孩子是这么的评价你。
Then let me tell you.
但是, 那就让我告诉你。
You are rather pitiful.
你其实是很可怜的.
Because you have left nothing of critical importance to your children.
因为你留下的对孩子们来说并不是很关键的东西.
You have left nothing of critical importance to people around you.
你留下的对你周围的人都不是很关键的东西.
Today I want to talk about how we can have a place among God's servants who are valued by God.
今天我要谈的是要怎么样能够站在神的仆人当中做一个有价值的人.
As we enter a new year and serve the Lord,
在我们进入新的一年来侍奉神的时候,
I will urge you to make up your mind.
我呼吁你, 你要做下这个决定。
Stop wasting your life.
不要再浪费自己的生命。
Because you do not know when, how much time you have on earth.
因为你不晓得自己在世上还有多少的时间。
Don't let your life pass away and you left nothing for the world.
不要让你的生命这样子流失, 在世上没有存留任何东西。
A place among God's servants.
站在神的仆人中。
We continue our study on the book of Zechariah.
我们继续来查考撒迦利亚书。
A quick recap.
很快的回顾.
The people of God sinned against God.
神的百姓得罪了神.
Then God punished the nation Israel.
神就惩罚这个国家以色列.
God sent prophets to rebuke them.
神差遣先知去责备他们.
Instead of getting angry with the prophets,
他们以及生这些先知的气.
Why you scold me?
为什么你骂我?
Why say I no good?
为什么说我不好?
Look at yourself, you also no good lah.
看看你自己, 你自己都不好啊。
No, they did not react this way.
没有, 他们没有这样子的反应。
Humbly, they turn away from their sin.
他们很谦卑的从最终回转过来。
And as a result, God showed mercy to them.
结果神就恩待了他们。
And to assure them that God will be with His people.
为了安抚他们说神会跟他的百姓同在。
God allowed His people to see visions, revelation from God.
神就让他的百姓看到他的启示。
And this is one of the visions.
这个就是其中一个启示。
Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem and rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel.
天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边与他作对。
God is willing to use us to do great things for Him.
神愿意使用我们为他做大事。
So that we have a place among God's servants.
好叫我们能够站立在神的众仆人当中。
How can that happen?
这怎么能够发生呢？
Number one, because God is gracious to us.
第一，因为神恩待我们。
God is willing to use you.
神愿意使用你。
If only you are willing to be used by God.
只有当你愿意被主来使用。
Let's look at some important details.
那我们看重要的信息。
This vision.Talks about Joshua the high priest.
这个意象谈到的是大祭司约书亚。
If you understand a little bit about the Old Testament Bible,
如果你稍微了解旧约圣经
the Bible has two parts: the New Testament, the Old Testament. The Old Testament was written before Jesus came.
圣经有两部分，旧约和新约。旧约是在耶稣基督降生以前写的。
So we are talking about a vision that he saw some 2,600 years ago.
所以我们在这边谈的这个意象呢，是发生在大概2600年以前的意象。
Who is the high priest?
谁是大祭司？
The Bible teaches us that human beings are sinful, God is holy.
圣经教导我们，人是有罪的人，神是圣洁的神。
And sinful people cannot be blessed by God.
有罪的人就不能够得到神的祝福。
So, how can the people of God receive God's blessing?
那神的百姓又要怎么得到神的祝福呢？
They need a middleman.
他们就需要一个中间人。
In the Bible calls it an advocate.
这个圣经叫做这个是中保。
And the high priest is such an advocate.
而大祭司就是这样的一个中保。
That stands between sinful human beings and a holy God.
站在有罪的人和一个圣洁的神的中间。
And through the duties that he performs,
透过他所执行的这个职务，
he can bring down blessing from heaven to people.
他能够把天上的祝福带到人间。
In fact, Joshua is not only the high priest.
其实约书亚不单是大祭司，
He's the only mediator between sinful human beings and a holy God.
他是有罪的人和圣洁的神唯一的中介。
In other words, if Joshua does not do his duty,
换句话说，如果约书亚没有尽上他的职责，
the people of God are finished.
神的百姓就完蛋了。
The people of God will be in trouble if Joshua is unfit to serve.
神的子民将会遭殃，如果约书亚不配来侍奉的话。
So who are priests today?
所以今天谁是这些祭司呢？
Now Christians are also middlemen, mediators.
基督徒也是这个中介。
Every Christian is a mediator, is capable of being a mediator to mediate blessing from God to the world.
每个基督徒都是中介，也能够成为中介，把天上的福气带到人间来。
And that's the reason why.
这就是为什么。
Where there are good Christians in a company or in a school.
在一个公司或学校有好基督徒的时候，
or in a particular country,
或者在某一些国家，
if you study history,
如果你查考历史，
you will realize that place will be blessed.
你就会发现这些地方呢都是蒙福的地方。
Do you know that some of the best schools, hospitals were started by Christians?
你知不知道有一些很好的学校还有医院都是由基督徒开始的呢？
The idea of hospitals was created by Christians.
医院的这个概念也是基督徒所创立的。
Top universities like Harvard and Yale,
那些名牌大学，哈佛、耶鲁大学。
Not only were they started by Christians,
他们不单是基督徒开始的。
One of the main purposes was to train Christians to become pastors.
其中一个目的其实就是要训练基督徒成为传道人。
Even in today in Singapore, the many good schools are Christian schools.
甚至今天在新加坡很多好的学校其实都是基督徒的学校。
Not perfect,
并不完美。
But definitely you can say this.
但是你肯定可以这么说。
The world will agree.
世界也会同意。
Christians have been a blessing to the world.
世界基督徒已成为世界的一个祝福。
And That's why the Bible teaches us Christians are the light and salt of the world. It's true.
所以圣经就教导我们，基督徒是世界上的盐和光，这是真的。
Because we are the only people who are capable of bringing eternal life to the world.
因为只有我们能够把永恒的生命带给世界。
In other words, if you do not play your part in bringing eternal life, the gospel to your classmate.
换句话说，如果你没有尽上你的责任，把这个永恒的生命带给你的同学。
Your classmate will go to hell because of you.
你的同学会因着你而下地狱。
Because God did not place you there for by chance.
因为神没有不是偶然间的把你放在这个地方。
I cannot go to your classmate there. Hey, let me tell you about Jesus. I can't do that.
我没有办法到你的同学当中说，让我告诉你耶稣的事情。
I may be a pastor, but I cannot go to your school.
我也许是传道人，但是我进不了你的学校。
And even if I go to your school, I cannot effectively bring the gospel to them either.
即使我能够进到你的学校，我也无法很有效的把福音传给他们。
Because you are your good friend's friend.
因为只有你是你好朋友的朋友。
Then.Every day as you get along with this person,
当你每天跟这个人相处时,
only you can show what a Christian is like.
只有你能够告诉他一个基督徒是长得怎么样的。
I cannot go to a factory and bring the gospel to the factory workers.
我不能够进到一个工厂把福音带给那边的工人。
And that's the reason why every Christian must be a mediator of eternal life to people around you.
这是为什么每个基督徒都要成为你周围的人的这个永恒生命的一个中介。
You are the only mediator of eternal life to people around you.
你是你周围的人那唯一传递永生生命的中介。
And you, as Christian parents,
作为基督徒的家长
you are about the only person who is capable of bringing the gospel to your children.
你其实只是那唯一能够把福音带给你孩子的人。
If parents do not work hard to Show what a good Christian is like.
如果父母亲不努力来向孩子们显示基督徒应该是怎么样的
，to teach the children to keep away from sin.
教导孩子要远离罪恶
，to encourage a child must go to church. Must go to church.
来鼓励孩子，你一定要去教会啊，一定要去教会啊。
Look at father.
看看爸爸。
Look at mother.
看看妈妈。
Every Sunday we've been church.
每个星期都在教会。
You better be there too.
你最好也在那里。
If Christian parents are not going to be an example to your children.
如果基督徒父母亲没有为孩子树下榜样
I pity the soul of your children.
我为你的孩子的灵魂感到可怜。
Because children do not learn what you say, but what you do.
因为孩子学的不是你讲什么，而是你做什么。
Children do not learn what you teach them, but they learn what you teach them to do, or what you do it by your own example.
孩子学的不是你教他们什么，而是你用你的榜样向他们教的，给他们看的是什么。
This I do not need to prove. This is basic parental knowledge.
这个事实我不用去证明，这个是很基本的，教导孩子的方法。
And Christians, every Christian has a spiritual gift from God.
还有每个基督徒都从神那里领受了特别的属灵恩赐。
And as I've said in my past sermons,
我曾经在过去的讲道提过
，This gift is a very powerful gift.
这个恩赐是个很有能力的恩赐。
It has infinite power.
它有无限的能力。
The power of God.
神的能力。
And when you, if you use it faithfully and properly,
如果你忠心的去使用，妥当的使用
，It can encourage people.
它能够鼓励别人。
It can give people wisdom.
它可以把智慧带给别人。
It can be a blessing to people.
它可以成为别人的祝福。
And only Christians have spiritual gifts.
只有基督徒才有属灵赋。
No other person in the world has spiritual gifts that can truly build life.
没有，世界上没有其他的人能够有真正的这些恩赐来建立生命。
It's very exclusive, isn't it?
这个是很特别的。
That's how exclusive it is. The gospel. That's how exclusive Christians are.
所以基督徒也是，就是很特别的一群人。
No, we are not perfect people.
不是，我们不是完美的人。
But we are the only mediators of God's blessing to people.
但是我们是神福气的中介，唯一的中介。
Whenever we want to serve God, Satan will make trouble for us.
每当我们要去侍奉神，神撒旦一定会给我们带来麻烦。
Whenever you want to do things that please God,
每当你要做神讨神喜悦的事情
，Satan will make trouble for you.
撒旦一定会来搅扰你。
So sometimes we have Chinese say 三分钟热度 we are lukewarm.
有时候我们对事情有三分钟热度。
Because Satan will stop you.
因为撒旦会停止你。
So Joshua the high priest, Satan stood at Joshua's right hand to accuse Joshua of sin.
所以撒旦站在约书亚的右边与他作对，责备他的罪。
And to accuse him of sin.
控诉他有罪。
Symbolically, Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes.
这边的画面是约书亚穿着污秽的衣服。
That represents that Joshua is unclean.
代表约书亚是不洁净的。
You're not worthy, 了。
你不配啊。
You look last year. You remember how you talk to these people, or not?
想想去年，你记得你怎么跟这些人讲话吗
？In the privacy of your life, what you do, do you think God doesn't know?
你私下做了这些事情，难道神不知道吗
？You look your attitude at work.
看看你在工作的态度。
You say a Christian, a Christian. You're only a Sunday Christian, lah.
你说基督徒啊，你只是礼拜天的基督徒啦。
Come and act holy in church Monday to Saturday. Act like a not a good guy.
在教会来装圣洁，平时呢就是一般的人。
Who are you to serve God?
你是谁？你哪里
worthy 了？
你都不配来侍奉。
And that's what Satan did to Joshua.
撒旦对约书亚做了这些。
And that's what.Satan also does to us.
撒旦也对我们做了这些。
There are occasions that Christians, even I, can testify.
基督徒也包括我，有时候可以这么见证说。
When we want to serve God.
当我们要侍奉神的时候。
Or sometimes on Saturdays before when I want to serve God.
或者有时候在星期六。
On Sunday.
要准备为礼拜天来侍奉神。
And then sometimes the weight of sin comes upon me.
有时候那个罪的重担就加在我身上。
Who are you? Look at your life. You are such a lousy fella.
他说：“你是谁？看看你自己是多么糟糕的一个人。”
And then I will start to say, "Ay, how to serve God tomorrow?"
然后我就会怀疑说：“哎，明天要怎么去侍奉神呢？”
Look 20 years ago, what you did.
看二十年以前你做了什么。
Because human beings, every human being has a conscience.
因为每个人呢，其实都有一个良心。
And sometimes this conscience is either insensitive.
有时候这个良心要么是不敏感
，or oversensitive，
或者是过度的敏感。
And then Satan can use your oversensitive conscience to bring to remembrance your past sins.
撒旦就能够使用你这个过度敏感的良心，让你想起以前的罪。
So what I'm trying to say is this.
所以我要说的是
，When you want to serve God, you can be quite sure.Sometimes or many times, Satan will start to make trouble for you.
当你要去侍奉神的时候，很多时候撒旦给你带来困难。
Because if you have dirty hands,
因为如果你有一双肮脏的手
，dirty hearts,
肮脏的心
，dirty mouth,
肮脏的口
，dirty thoughts,
肮脏的思想
，you're unclean,
你不洁净。
God cannot use you.
神不能够用你的。
You do not understand the holiness of God.
你不了解神的圣洁。
You do not understand how holy God is.
你不了解神有多圣洁。
God is so holy.
神这么圣洁。
That whoever sin must die.
以至于任何犯罪的人都要死。
And perish in eternity, eternally in hell.
并且永恒沉沦在地狱里头。
Not because God enjoys sending people to hell.
不是因为神喜欢把人送到地狱。
But just this is how serious God is about sin.
但是这是神对于罪恶很严肃的那种态度。
And God loves us so much.
而神是这么的爱我们。
Hates sin so much, loves us so much.
他一方面厌恶这么的厌恶罪，一方面又这么的爱我们。
He had to deal with sin.
他要去针对，要去对付罪。
And the only way he could deal with sin was to send Jesus, his sinless son, to die for us.
他解决罪的唯一的一个解决方案就是为我们差遣耶稣基督为我们死。
He was so serious about sin.
他是这么的严肃看待罪恶。
That he did not spare his only son, that whom he loved so much, eternally.
甚至连他自己所爱的这个独生子，他都没有保留下来。
You must understand God really hates sin.
你必须了解神很厌恶罪恶。
So as youDedicate yourselves to serve the Lord afterwards.
所以待会儿当你立志来侍奉神的时候
，It is important that you resolve within your hearts.
很重要的是，你必须在心里面做出这个决定。
That Lord, this year I will follow you seriously.
说主啊，今年我要很严肃的来跟随你。
I will keep away from sin. Help me.
我会远离罪恶，请你帮助我。
So Satan will come and make trouble for us.
所以撒旦会过来搅扰你。
And disturb your conscience.
干扰你的良心。
So what must we do?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
Verse 2.
第二节。
The Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?
耶和华向撒旦说，撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？
The Lord the text repeats, is emphatic, the Lord rebukes Satan, the Lord rebukes you, Satan.
这里这个经文重复了自己，他强调了说神责备撒旦。
So when Joshua is being accused of sin,
所以当约书亚受到撒旦的控诉，
when the high priest is accused of sin,
当这个大祭司被控诉有罪，
you're not worthy to serve.
你不配来侍奉。
What does the Lord God do for Joshua?
我们的主，我们的神为约书亚做了什么？
It says the Lord rebuked Satan.
这里就说神责备撒旦。
The Lord doesn't use his thick knife and just slaughter you and kill you, finish you off.
我们的神并没有拿了一把刀，然后这样划下来说，我把你杀了。
我们打死了。The Lord didn't do that to Satan.
我们的神并没有这样子来对待撒旦。
When it says the Lord rebukes you, what does it mean?
当这里说耶和华责备你，他的意思是什么？
It means the Lord will stand up to defend you.
意思就是说神会维护你。
Not by finishing off Satan as much as he could do it.
不是把撒旦杀掉，虽然他能够这么做。
But like a capable senior counsel, a lawyer.
但是就像一个很有能力的律师。
Who will defend your case?
为你的案件来维护你。
So you say my servant is guilty. You tell me how? Why?
你说我的这个仆人有罪啊？你告诉我他是怎么有罪的
？And then he debates and he defends Joshua.
然后他辩护。为约书亚来辩护
，so that Satan loses the court case.
所以撒旦就输了这场官司。
This is how God would defend us.
这是神怎么来维护我们
？So how does God defend Joshua?
神是怎么来维护约书亚
？He says, "Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?"
他说这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗
？What about a burning stick snatched from the fire?
什么是从火中抽出来的一根柴
？This burning stick.Refers to the incident that happened to the temple in 586 BC.
火中的一根柴指的是在公元前586年在圣殿里面发生了一件事情。
Because Israel sinned against God, God sent foreign countries to invade Israel.
是因为以色列人得罪了神，所以神就差派外国的势力来侵略以色列国。
And the temple, where Joshua serves, was burned.
约书亚在那里侍奉的这个圣殿呢，也因此被烧了。
The high priest lost his privilege of serving God.
这个大祭司就失去了他侍奉神的这个机会。
The servants of God died.
神的仆人也死了。
But Joshua the high priest was snatched from the burning stick.
但是约书亚这位大祭司呢，却被抽出来。
He almost died.
他几乎会死。
The If I am a bit imaginative,
如果发挥一点想象力
the lock from the roof was falling down.
那个这个天花板的这个木梁呢，要倒下来了。
It was on fire.
已经着火了。
It's going to fall onto Joshua.
快要打到约书亚。
And then Spider-Man comes along and then snatched the burning lock away.
然后蜘蛛侠就突然间出现，把这个烧着的这个木梁呢，把它拿走。
And then Joshua says, "Shoo, almost died, man."
然后约书亚就说：“啊，我差一点死去。
”God saved me.
神救了我。
He should die, but I chose to snatch him out of the fire. I chose to save him.
他本来是该死的，但是我却选择来救他，把他抽出来。
You're right. He should die.
你说的对，他本来是该死的。
He was punished.
他被惩罚了。
But I chose him to save him just before he dies.
但是我选择在他死的之前呢，把他救回来。
I chose to be merciful to this sinner.
我选择怜悯这个罪人。
And I, God, have the right to be merciful to whom I want to be merciful, says Romans chapter 9.
而我这位神呢，有这个主权来选择要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，这是罗马书第九章。
What does God do for Joshua to make sure he's clean?
神为约书亚做什么？确保他洁净呢
？To make sure that his sins are taken away，
来确保他的罪都被除掉。
So that a sinner, an unworthy person，
他 好叫一个罪人，一个不配的人。
You and I，
你和我
，We are unworthy people，
都是不配的人。
Maybe search our conscience，
让我们省察自己的良心。
If we look into our own lives，
我们看看自己的人生时。
We know that we are not clean people。
我们知道我们都不是干净的人。
What we do, what we say。
我们做的什么？我们说了什么
？The hurtful things we say。
我们说那些伤害人的话。
The gossip that we gossip about people。
我们讲别人的坏话。
Our attitudes people towards God。
我们对神的态度。
We have done many things that our conscience says you are unworthy。
我们做了很多的事情，使到我们的良心会这么说你呀、啊，你是不配的人。
Pastor Andrew Tan is no different。
陈金生牧师也一样。
A sinner but saved by grace。
一个罪人，但是是个蒙恩得救的罪人。
So what does God to do for us to make sure that we are fit to serve God？
所以神做了什么来确保我们能够配得来侍奉神呢
？See what God does for Joshua。
我们看神为约书亚做什么
？God tells those his other servants were standing, with Joshua。
神吩咐站在他站在约书亚旁边的使者
，take off his filthy clothes。
脱去他污秽的衣服
，symbolizing take off his sins。
这代表了把他的罪除掉。
Then he said to Joshua, "See, I've taken away your sin."
然后又对约书亚说：“看，我把你的罪孽也除掉了。
”Then God will give him fine garments。
然后神会给他华美的衣服
，clean clothes，
干净的衣服
，glorious clothes，
荣耀的衣服
，and put a clean turban on his head，
并且把洁净的冠冕戴在他头上。
The fine garments and the clean turban, the headdress,
华美的衣服还有洁净的冠冕
these are important parts of the uniform of a high priest.
这是大祭司的制服，一些很重要的元素。
To show that he's a high priest,
来显示他真的是大祭司。
So if you don't have a turban, if you don't have these particular garments, you are not doing your duty.
所以如果你没有这个华冠，你没有这个华美的衣服，其实你没有办法尽上你的职责。
So when God puts on new garments, clean garments and a clean turban on Joshua's head, the high priest.
所以当神把这个华美的衣服和洁净冠冕加在约书亚身上的时候，
It shows that Joshua is a high priest worthy to serve God again.
这就代表约书亚又是一个能够配得侍奉神的大祭司了。
Simply put,
简单的来说
It symbolizes that God takes away Joshua's sin，
它代表着神把约书亚的罪除掉
and make him a clean person，
让他成为一个洁净的人
so that he can serve God，
好叫他能够侍奉神。
I've taken away your sin， that's it，
我使你脱离罪孽。
You are sinful but I've taken away your sin，
你是有罪的，但是我使你脱离罪孽了。
You could not take away your own sin, but I will take it away for you.
你没有办法脱离自己的罪孽，但是我可以使你脱离罪孽。
So that Satan cannot accuse you anymore.
好叫撒旦再也不能够控诉你。
And that's what God does for us.
神也为我们做这一切。
Today, when we come to serve God, through this year,
今年我们来侍奉神的时候
，You and I, Pastor Andrew Tan, we are not worthy people.
你还有我，曾经圣牧师都不是配得侍奉的人。
There's nothing to boast.
没有什么好可夸的。
We only have a rotten life to boast about.
我们只有一个朽坏的生命可以夸。
That's what every human being is, a rotten life.
这是每个人都是这样子，是一个朽坏的生命。
Then why can we serve God today?
那为什么今天我们能够侍奉神呢？
Now, dear Christian,
亲爱的基督徒，
if your conscience rebukes you,
如果你的良心责备你，
if you're troubled because you say I'm not worthy to serve God.
如果你因为自己觉得不配来侍奉神而困扰
If you feel unworthy,
你如果觉得不配
Today I tell you, don't feel like that anymore.
今天我告诉你不要有这样子的感觉了
You can serve God.
你是可以侍奉神的
You can serve God despite your unworthiness.
虽然你不配你还是可以侍奉神
Because God will make you worthy.
因为神让你配得侍奉他
And how did God make us worthy?
神怎么使到我们配得呢
Because at the cross,
因为在十字架
When Jesus died,
当耶稣死的时候
He took away all our sins.
他把我们所有的罪都除掉了
He removed every sin.
他除去一切的罪
Past, present and the future sins Even the sins you commit when you are 101 years old He has forgiven you your sins.
过去现在还有未来甚至在你101岁可能犯的罪他已经除掉了
He has made us thoroughly clean.
他使到我们全然的干净
Whiter than snow.
比雪还要更白
And that's what, and we are because we are justified not by doing good works, we are considered sinless because by faith.
我们称义不是因为我们做了什么，我们是因信而称义。
Justified is a legal term, means in the eyes of the law, we have no guilt.
称义是一个法律的术语，它表示说在神眼前呢，我们是没有罪的。
We are considered innocent.
我们是 无罪的。
Not guilty of sin.
没有，不会因有罪而没有罪。
没有罪名。Why?
为什么呢？
Because when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ moves our sins.
因为我们把信心放在耶稣身上的时候，耶稣就把我们的罪除掉。
We are justified by faith.
我们是因信而称义。
We praise and thank the Lord.
我们感谢赞美神。
And that's why the Bible repeats it says again.
圣经又重复的这么说。
My dear children, I write this so that you will not sin. Don't sin. But if anybody does sin, don't be afraid. We have an advocate.A middleman with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the righteous one, he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
Jesus Christ has removed our sins.
耶稣基督已经除掉我们的罪。
Therefore, we serve God by grace.
所以我们是凭着恩典来侍奉他。
Number two, and this is the last point.
第二点，这也是最后的一点。
What must we do?
我们应该做什么？
God has done His responsibility for us by removing our sins.
神已经做了他该做的，就是把我们的罪除掉。
But if you want to be used by God,
但是如果你要被神使用
，Listen to your responsibility.
你要听一下关于你的责任。
It says here.In verse 6, the angel of the Lord gave this charge to Joshua. This is what the Lord Almighty says. If you walk in obedience to me and keep my requirements, then you will govern my house and have charge of my courts, and I will give you a place among these standing here.
耶和华的使者告诫耶稣亚说，万军之耶和华如此说，你若遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的院宇。我要使你站在这些站立的人中间来往。
So what must we do?
所以我们要做什么？
It says here, first, if you will walk in obedience to me.
这边说，第一，要遵行神的命令。
Simply put, obey God's commands.
简单的来说，就是听神的话。
But the emphasis is this.
但是强调的地方是这个。
You must have a heart that's determined to obey God.
你必须要有一颗心立志遵行神。
Your heart must be serious. I will love the Lord.
你的心必须很严肃的说，我会爱主。
If you truly love the Lord with your heart, you will obey His commands.
如果你真的从心里面爱神，你必定会遵行他的吩咐。
No need to force you to come to church, you come.
不用强逼你来教会，你自己会来。
No need to ask you, don't be late for worship service. You will be punctual for worship service.
不用嘱咐你说不要聚会不要迟到，你自己会聚会的时候不会迟到。
Hey, come attend Sunday school lah.
来参加主日学啊。
A lot of excuses.
很多的借口。
No need to force people to serve God.
不用强逼人来侍奉神。
Because it comes from your heart.
因为这个是从你自己心里面发出来的。
God wants your heart.
神要的是你的心。
Only when you give your heart to God, then you have strength to serve God.
唯有当你把心交给神的时候，你才有这个力量来侍奉神。
What to do, what not to do, sometimes no need to say.
该做什么，不该做什么，有时候是不用讲出来的。
When you truly love God,
如果你真的爱神，
you know what to do.
你就知道该怎么做。
You know when people say, "Hey, don't do this, do this," you will agree.
当别人说不可以做这个做那个，你会同意。
You pick on me 啊？
你挑我毛病啊
？You give me a lot of pressure, are you?
你给我很多压力啊
？A lot of things when your heart loves God, you will obey God's commands.
当你从心里面爱神的时候，你自然会遵行他的吩咐。
So number one, give your heart to God.
所以第一。把你的心交给神。
Give your heart to God.
把你的心交给神。
And keep my requirements.
谨守我的命令。
I don't have time to go into the technical details.
没有办法来看一些技术上的一些细节。
But it talks about fulfilling the duties of a priest.
但是他谈到的是尽上祭司的责任。
You must fulfill the duties of a priest.
你必须尽上祭司的责任。
Through you, people must be blessed.With eternal blessing.
透过你，周围的人因此而得到这个永恒的祝福。
You must be a blessing to people.
你必须要成为周围人的祝福。
In particular, you must bring eternal life to people.
更加准确的来说，你应该把永生带给别人。
If you are a Christian,
如果你是个基督徒
，and you are a serious Christian,
你是个认真的基督徒
，if you have truly come to accept Jesus as your Savior,
你已经真的来接受耶稣为救主
，you will share the gospel.
你会去分享福音。
Every Christian must tell people about Jesus.
每个基督徒都应该告诉别人关于耶稣的事。
If at work people don't know you're a Christian, I'm very worried for you.
如果在工作场所别人都不知道你是基督徒，我很担心。
Have you shared the gospel with your father or mother?
你有没有跟你的父母亲分享过福音呢？
You say you love your brother or sister.
你说你爱你的兄弟姐妹。
But yet you don't share the gospel with them.
可是却没有跟他们分享福音吗？
Why?
为什么呢？
Maybe you don't believe in the existence of heaven and hell.
也许你自己也不相信有天堂和地狱的存在。
Maybe you have never experienced the goodness of eternal life.
也许你也没有经历过永生生命的那个好处的滋味。
But how can it be?
但是这是怎么可能？
You say you are Christian.
你说你是基督徒。
You say you don't believe in the existence of heaven and hell.
你说你却不相信有天堂和地狱。
If you never shared the gospel with your children, your loved ones,
而且也没有跟你的孩子、你的爱所爱的人来分享福音。
Because if you believe that there's a heaven and hell,
因为如果你相信有天堂和地狱
，and then you don't work hard to bring people to the Lord,
然后你却是没有努力去把人带到神面前。
Either you're heartless,
要么你是很刚硬的心。
You don't care if they go to hell,
你不关心他们是否下地狱。
Or maybe you're not even a Christian yourself,
或者你连自己都不是一个基督徒。
If you are Christian, how can you not tell people the gospel?
如果你是基督徒，你怎么可能不告诉别人这个福音？
There is obviously something wrong with you.
很明显，你身上有一些毛病，有问题。
There is something wrong with your life.
你生命有一些问题。
You're not even concerned for your soul.
你连灵魂的去处都不关心。
So you must fulfill the duties of a priest.
所以你必须尽上祭司的责任。
And third, then you will govern my house.
第三。你就可以管理我的家。
Govern God's house means govern God's people with justice.
管理神的家表示说是按着公义来管理神的子民。
As you come to church,
当你来到教会。
As you relate with other Christians,
当你跟其他基督徒相处的时候。
Remember to show mercy and to show justice.
记得要显示公义和怜悯。
Mercy means be kind to people.
怜悯的意思就是对人有恩慈。
Christians must love people.
基督徒必须去爱别人。
You cannot live in a world of your own.
你不可以活在自己的世界里面。
You cannot live a self-centered life.
你不可以过一个自我中心的生命。
Your life cannot be just about your family.
你的人生不可以只是关系到自己的家庭。
Your life is more useful than that.
你的生命比这个还更有用。
You must be an encouragement to people, to the people of God.
你要成为别人还有神的子民的鼓励。
And you must treat people with justice.
你还要用公义来对待别人。
Means be fair.
表示说要公平。
Don't one eye big, one eye small because that person is poor and that person is rich.
不要有大小眼，就因为这个人有钱对他好。
And have charge of my courts.
还有看守我的院宇。
Take care of God's temple's courts.
照顾圣殿的院子。
In application,
在应用方面
take care of the church's various needs,
就是照顾教会各方面的需要。
If you are a child of God,
如果你是神的孩子
you will be concerned for the church's well-being,
你会关心教会的处境
financial needs,
财务上的需要
physical needs,
物质上的需要
the needs of people,
人的需要
the paper on the floor,
地上的纸张
，the tissue paper at that corner，
那个角落那边有一张纸巾
，you bother to pick them up，
你会把它捡起来。
When someone dirties the church，
有人弄肮脏教会
，say hey don't do that 啦，
你说哎不要这么做啦。
What this is my church
这个是我的教会呀、
啊。I love my church，
我爱我的教会。
You take care of God's physical environment，
你会照顾神属神的这个物质的环境。
You're not brought up，
你不会不管
，because this is。Your father's house.
因为这个是你天父的家。
This is your home too.
这也是你的家。
You care for the need. You will do something for the church.
你会为教会做一些事情。
Not for the pastor.
不是为了牧师。
Don't do for the pastor because the pastor cannot reward you.
不要为牧师而做, 因为牧师不能够奖赏你。
You do it for the Lord.
你要为主而做。
In summary,
总结的来说,
it means give your heart to God.
这表示把你的心给神。
Remember to fulfill your duties to God.
要记得向神尽上你的责任。
Remember to do your duties to fellow human beings.
也要记得向你 的同胞, 你作为的人, 来敬上你的责任,
especially the church in which you are in.
特别是你身在的这间教会,
your first priority must be given to the church in which you worship, Tree of Life Christian Church.
你的优先次序, 首先应该放在你在这里敬拜的这个教会的人。
Of course, you have spare time.
当然,如果你有额外的时间,
care for other Christians in other places too.
也关心在其他地方的基督徒。
Care for missionaries.
关心宣教士。
But love must start with the home here.
但是爱呢, 必须从家, 这里开始。
Or, in other words,
换句话说,
take care of spiritual things.
你要照顾属灵的事,
and also take care of the things of the world.
也照顾属世的事。
And the word of God promises you this, and I will give you a place among these standing here.
结果神的话语就应许, 我也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往。
These standing here,
这些站立的人,
refers to the cabinet ministers.
指的是比如说内阁。
So you have the MP, so you go to national day parade.
当你看那个 国庆日检阅礼的时候,
the MPs, the member of parliament, the members of parliament.
那些 国会的议员,
they will come out first, right? I think so, right?
他们先出来, 走出来,
the flag,
挥挥国旗,
everybody clap.
然后每个人拍掌。
After that, then the cabinet minister says, "Wow, cabinet minister."
过后呢, right? 议员之后就是内阁部长。
And of course, then the prime minister lah.
然后才到 总理。
I'm talking about this standing here refers to God's divine counsel.
这些站立的人就是神的理事会,
the cabinet ministers,
那些内阁部长,
the inner circle of God's people,
在神百姓里面的小圈子,
it says,
内的圈子,
if you do your duties to God, give your heart to God,
这里说, 如果你尽上你的责任, 把你的心献给神,
do your duties to God,
为神尽上责任,
do your duties to fellow human beings, especially your fellow Christians,
为你的 周围的人, 特别是基督徒, 尽上你的责任,
then God will give you a privilege to be among God's divine counsel.
这样神就会给你这个权利, 在成为神的理事会的一份子。
In the eyes of God,
在神眼中,
you are a very important part of the servants of God.
你是神百姓中占了一个很重要的地位的一个人。
It's an honored position.
这是一个荣耀的地位。
Given not to people with giftedness,
赐给的并不是有能力的人,
but given to people who are serious about following the Lord.
而是赐给那些认真跟随主的人。
Today, give God your heart.
今天把你的心献给神。
Dear non-Christian friend,
亲爱的还没有相信耶稣的朋友们,
every person in the world can become a special person in the eyes of God.
世界上每一个人都可以成为神眼中那个特别的一位。
What is the most special, the most privileged status?
到底那个最特别的地位是什么?
Is to become a child of God.
就是成为神的儿女。
John chapter 1 verse 12 says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
约翰福音一章十二节就这么说, 凡接待他的就是信他名的人, 他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Today, the Bible tells us that you have sinned against God. You and I have sinned against God.
今天圣经告诉我们, 我们都得罪了神。
You need Jesus to forgive you, to wash away your sins.
你需要耶稣来赦免你的罪, 洗净你的罪。
You must accept Jesus as your Savior.
你必须接受耶稣为你的救主。
I urge you to start this year with God.
我呼吁你, 今年从始, 以神为你的开始。
Come and believe in Jesus today.
今天来相信耶稣。
You have sinned against God. Ask God to be resolved to turn away from sin.
你得罪了神, 你就向神求, 并且立志, 要离开罪了。
Say, Jesus, please forgive me my sins.
你说，耶稣啊，请赦免我的罪。
I want to believe in you today.
我今天要相信你。
If you believe in Jesus today,
如果你今天来相信耶稣，
the Lord Jesus Christ gives you the right to become a child of God.
耶稣基督就给你这个权柄来做神的儿女。
God will take care of you.
神会照顾你的。
It's not that your life will be a bed of roses. There'll be no trouble. That's not true.
并不表示说你的人生会一帆风顺。这并不是真的。
But your life will have the presence of God.
但是你的人生会有神的同在。
The Lord Jesus Christ will walk life with you.
我们的主耶稣会跟你一起走过你的人生。
Carry your burdens for you.
担当你的重担。
Life will be good.
你的人生将会美好。
Not without trouble, but will be good.
不是没有问题，但是会成为美好。
He gives you eternal life and heaven.
他会给你永生的生命还有天堂。
Nothing is more precious than eternal life.
没有任何东西比永生还来的宝贵。
We sin in many things, Satan will accuse us of sin.
我们在很多方面都得罪神，撒旦也会控诉我们这些所有的罪。
First, resolve in your heart to love the Lord.
所以第一，你要在心里下定决心爱主。
Don't love the world anymore.
不要再爱世界。
Second, be a channel of God's blessing.
第二，要成为神福气的管道。
You must go out and preach the gospel.
你必须出去传福音。
Third, treat people with mercy and justice.
第三，要以怜悯和公义来对待别人。
Be kind, be ethical.
要有恩慈，要有道德。
Watch the way you live everyday life.
注意你每天是怎么过生活的。
Walk carefully with God.
你要谨慎靠主而活。
No, take care of number four. Take care of God's church.
第四，要照顾神的教会。
Look around, there are many needs.
看看你周围有很多的需要。
Please help.
请你帮忙。
And finally, then you become a God's highly favored servant.
这样你就能够成为神特别恩待的仆人。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word.
感谢主赐给我们你的话语。
Lord, this year has just begun.
主啊，今年才开始。
We want to start right.
我们要开始的对。
Above all,
更重要的是
，Help us to finish well.
也帮助我们能够很好的来结束。
Before we enter into dedication service,
在我们开始立志典礼的时候，
I want you to check yourself.
我要每个人来省察自己的心。
Are you truly a Christian?
你是否真的是一个基督徒？
Are you serious about God?
你对神是否是认真的？
If you are serious about God,
如果你是很认真的，
then give God your heart.
就把你的心献给神。
Where's your heart now?
你的心现在在哪里呢？
Only God knows.
只有神知道。
But I urge you start this year by giving your heart to God.
但是我呼吁你，今年呢，就把你的心献给神来作为开始。
I urge you resolve now. Say, Lord, I will give you my heart.
我呼吁你现在就决定，说主啊，我把我的心献给你。
And God will give you His heart.
神也会把他的心献给你。
He will bless you bountifully.
能够很丰盛的祝福你。
Because God does not owe people money.
因为神并没有欠人钱。
When you give your best to God,
当你把你最好的献给神，
Dear child of God,
亲爱的神的儿女们，
Rest assured,
你要很肯定，
God will take care of you.
神会照顾你的。
You must have faith in God.
你必须对神有信心。
Are you willing to do that?
你是否愿意这么做？
Resolve in your heart now.
在你心里面就下定这个决心。
Father in heaven, we resolve to love you and follow you faithfully this year.
天父上帝，我们下定决心，在今年要全心全意的跟随你。
Give us strength.
给我们力量。
Keep our heart away from the world and sin.
保守我们的心远离世界和罪恶。
Help us to love the Lord with our heart, soul, and mind.
帮助我们以心灵来爱你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.